Finally, it is Friday, and we welcome you to Eagles 360 here at the NovaCare Complex. Insider Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson. And after all the drama, Chris, and all the talk this week, we finally have a football game on which to focus the Eagles and the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. And I think it's going to be a great game.
An outstanding game. And I know the big storyline all week has been about the running backs on both sides, or both teams, in fact. But to me, I'm more concerned about some of the other offensive weapons when you're scouting the Buffalo Bills. How will Tyrod Taylor play? What about former first-round pick Sammy Watkins at wide receiver? So many good matchups to keep an eye on. I also want to know, how will this Eagles team respond? You go back to that win over Dallas about a month ago, and you figured that would be the spark to kind of change things here in the second half of the season, and that didn't come to fruition. They lost three straight games. So is this win over the Patriots just sort of a, hey, we're frustrated, we're tired of losing, and they raised the level of performance to match the Patriots? Or is it a sign of things to come in the final quarter of the season?
Yeah, we hope it's the latter. The Eagles, of course, in the NFC East. And the NFC East is wide open, and it's all muddled, and the Eagles have a chance with three home games to win the division. So let's go do it, boys. Beat the Bills. So it's been a week, as Chris and I said, of high drama, high conversation, some roster moves that have been made. A lot of fun here at the NovaCare Complex. Before we get into the show, let's get you caught up on everything that has happened this week. Deep breath, our Eagles 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The big storyline heading into Sunday afternoon's game with the Buffalo Bills is, of course, the return of the Eagles' all-time leading rusher, LeSean McCoy. Throughout the week here at the NovaCare Complex, we heard from some of McCoy's former teammates as they react to him coming back to Lincoln Financial Field for the first time as a visitor.
JD's on top of it right now. He's playing the best you've seen him play. He's peaking right now like he does a lot of times. I think always in November and December you've seen him be at his best.
I know he has a specific skill set that really I think he's the only back in the league with you know what he has. He's obviously probably one of the most elusive runners in the game.
It's definitely going to be emotional. The fans' reactions are going to be emotional. I think Shady was loved here by a lot of people, the fans especially. I think the fans love him. I don't know. We'll see on Sunday how they ultimately felt.
One thing we do know that he does love to, you know, cut back and, you know, change direction of the field. So I just don't want to end up on nobody's highlight tape.
We also heard from Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, who reacted to how the trade went down this past offseason, saying that he wished some things would have been handled a little bit differently.
And how he was traded wasn't handled right. And I've said that before. I did not get an opportunity to talk to him. And it's a lesson that we should never do, to be honest with you, is that we were told that the trade wasn't initiated and wouldn't be initiated until the next morning. So there were no phone calls to be made. And then all of a sudden, I'm driving to an event and he's been traded. And I felt bad that I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I called him. He didn't answer my phone call. I know he was pissed. And he should be pissed, but rightly so. And every player that's ever left this team, I've talked to him personally myself. Everyone that's in town, we talk to him individually. Here in our office, I talk to him. The coordinator talks to him. The position coach talks to him. We have a way that we do it that I think is the right way to do it. And it wasn't exercised in that case.
And finally, we'll close things out for the week by looking at a pair of Eagles defenders who took home awards this week, as Malcolm Jenkins won NFC Defensive Player of the Week, and Fletcher Cox was awarded the team's 2015 Ed Block Courage Award.
Oh, man, I just want to appreciate those guys, man. It really means a lot to me. Kind of shifted my day a little bit, you know. But, you know, I really appreciate those guys. I go into battle with those guys every day. And for them to vote for me, you know, for that award, you know, really mean, you know, truly they appreciate me. And I appreciate those guys. And I continue to appreciate those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you know, obviously an honor. It's that time of year where, you know, everything matters. And so hopefully, whether it's me or, you know, somebody else in this room, we can continue to have that production. But, yeah, I'm just a product of my environment. A lot of plays that other people made allow me to kind of have that success.
That will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the weekend for all of the latest Eagles news. And join us on Sunday at 12 o'clock for our kickoff show.
Thanks so much, Alex. We'll see you a little later on with our stats-only feature. Later in the show, we'll talk about LeSean McCoy, who's been on a roll, no doubt about it, a major weapon for Buffalo. We'll get our scouting report on him. And then Chris and I will talk about some of the key matchups that he began discussing just a moment ago. I think Buffalo's pretty darn loaded, Chris.
Very good offensively. Yeah. And it's interesting because you think of Rex Ryan, you think of defense, But the defense hasn't performed up to its capabilities so far this season. So that matchup between the Eagles' offense, can they get things rolling, especially in the passing game? I know everybody's talking about the running game with DeMarco Murray and how will the running backs be utilized, but I want to see, can Sam Bradford continue his hot play? Last three games, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, Dave.
And one of those touchdown passes coming last week in the win over New England against a player that you spent some time with this week, tight end Zach Ertz.
Indeed. So Zach Ertz, as you mentioned, Dave, caught his first touchdown pass this season in a win over New England. In this week's Lace Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time, I'm going to ask him about that and also what it's like to date another world-class athlete. That's coming up here on Eagles 360.
Dunkin' Donuts' unbelievable selection of oven-toasted breakfast sandwiches. Freshly made all day, just the way you like them. So you can enjoy them any type of way, any time of day. That's breakfast when abs. America runs on Dunkin'. Pair your favorite breakfast sandwich with the bold taste of Dunkin's dark roast coffee.
It's game day in America. Across the country, fans are watching football in a whole new way. Join a league. We pick a team, and we compete like never before. Today, watching football is more exciting than ever. Because today, we FanDuel. Start today and join the millions who've already played FanDuel. Enter the promo code, and we'll refund your entry fee if you don't win.
What makes a Temple Owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider here. Time for our Lay's Kettle Cook Crunch Time, Chris McPherson with tight end Zach Ertz.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. My special guest is none other than tight end Zach Ertz, who caught his first touchdown pass of the season.
Technically, that was my first touchdown catch, yes. Yes.
Was that because the other ones were wiped out?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've had 2 taken away. It burns a little hole in my heart every time I think about it, but yeah. I was going to get the first one underneath my belt.
Zach, you had a very good season today. And one of the things I loved about reading how you got ready for the 2015 season is that you reached out to some of the greats, and one of them, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What were some of the words of wisdom that he imparted?
He just really talked about the mental approach to the game. He read a lot of books about people that were very successful in the world, whether it was CEOs or some hedge fund people. And I think that kind of stood out to me because I think he always wanted to be the best, and I think that's something that I learned from him.
All right, I'm going to go back in time with you a little bit here, Zach. Take me back to your childhood. You're the oldest of 4 kids.
Yep.
All boys?
Yep.
What was it like growing up in the house?
It was a very competitive house. I had 3 little brothers, which was unbelievable for me to... I was the oldest, and I was able to stay at home, and I was able to go to Stanford and be close to them throughout all my years in college, and being the oldest, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility. I kind of took pride in looking after them, and it was an unbelievable experience for me.
Now, were your parents athletes?
My dad was a fullback at Lehigh, right where the Eagles used to do training camp, and he was a fullback there for 4 years, and I think he loved every minute of it.
How about your other brothers?
2 of them, unfortunately, had too many injuries, so they were done playing sports, but the youngest one's a sophomore in high school right now.
Okay.
He's about 6'8", 6'9". He's a pitcher and a wide receiver in football / tight end. I'm trying to steer him towards the baseball side, but you never know.
Why baseball?
I mean, if you see some of these contracts these guys get, I mean, that one guy, Chris Davis, is about to get $150 million. But I also think being 6'9", it's, I think I'm 6'5", and I think that's tall for a football player. So 6'9", a tight end, and you have all these guys that are going low for your knees, it's going to be tough.
Now, you played basketball in high school. That was your first love?
Yeah, I love basketball. I played it all throughout high school, all throughout my childhood. I really loved it. And then my junior year of high school, Brent Jones kind of reached out to me and said, hey, you could be a really good tight end, and the rest is kind of history.
So how is your brother not a basketball player at 6'8", 6'9"?
He doesn't really love the game. Okay. They always have him down low in the post because he is so tall, and I was kind of out on the wing having fun. And when you're a post player, when you're younger, it's kind of hard to get the ball because everyone, all the little guys out there are just out there shooting the ball. So I think he didn't really like basketball like I did, and I think that's why he really loved baseball.
So being the oldest brother, did you have to set the example? Did you have to be the role model for your other brothers?
I tried to. I tried to be the best that I could, both on and off the field. Luckily, I was able to go to Stanford, which was an unbelievable academic institution.
Plug.
Yeah, exactly. I loved my time there, but I think I did take some responsibility in being that role model for them.
Do your younger brothers get away with things that you never could have dreamed of?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the academic pressure that I had from my parents was unbelievable. I had to get straight A's, and then those guys settle for B's sometimes. So I always give my mom a hard time about it, but at the end of the day, it was the best thing for me.
Are you jealous at all that your girlfriend, Julie Johnson?
Jealous? No, I'm never jealous. I couldn't be more happy for everything that she's accomplished in her career. She's an unbelievable person as well. So I think that's what I'm really proud of.
You knew that question was coming, didn't you?
I did not, but that was a good answer.
If there's ever a movie about the U.S. women's team, do you hope that Channing Tatum plays you in it?
It would be an honor, yes.
Zach Ertz, my special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Cal Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks so much, Zach. When we return to Eagles 360, Chris comes back to our Xfinity studio, and we break down the Eagles and the Bills and some of the key matchups to watch on Sunday.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Not all memories happen under the tree. Shop now and get great deals on all the best brands. Plus, this week only, members of the league earn double points on the North Face. Only at Sports Authority.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I got to make profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
Right now, Santander will pay you when you open and use a new Santander checking account. Now there's something to celebrate. Learn more at SantanderBank.com. We are back. It's Eagles 360 on this Friday. Reminder, Eagles 360 comes your way Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles app. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. We've got some key matchups for you. Eagles and the Bills on Sunday. And you began.
Thank you very much. So kind of you, Dave. I'm going to look at the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, one Tyrod Taylor. Look, he's probably a little unpolished version of Cam Newton at this point in his career. He can beat you with his arm and his legs, a tremendous deep thrower. He has a go-to guy in Sammy Watkins to get the ball to. But the big thing is, can the Eagles linebackers, I'm looking at Brandon Graham, Connor Barwin, each had two sacks last week in the win over New England. Can they keep him in the pocket? Because at this point in Taylor's career, if I want to see Taylor be able to beat the Eagles' defense with his arm. I don't know if he can quite do that, but the one thing that he does have going for him is he does not make mistakes. He does not turn the ball over. He has not thrown an interception since all the way back in week 4 against the New York Giants. But they certainly do their best to limit his throws throughout the course of a game. So if the Eagles can get ahead early, force Taylor to go to the skies, I really like the Eagles' chances. But
probably a little bit of a, like I said, a less polished version of Cam Newton, where he's just not as far from a developmental standpoint from the pocket at this point in his career.
Did you see that video? Did you see that number 14? That's Sammy Watkins, a former top five draft pick. And in the last 2 weeks, Sammy Watkins has been dynamic. 9 catches, 167 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's averaging more than 18 yards a catch this season. He is coming on, and he is coming into Lincoln Financial Field very, very hot. And so what's the responsibility for the Eagles in the secondary? Well, they've got to slow him from going down the field. Sammy Watkins outstanding. And by the way, I said 167 yards. In the last two games, he's had 267 yards on 9 catches. So he's been outrageously good. And Eric Rowe, who was really good last week against New England, he was targeted 12 times. There were only 4 completions thrown his way. A different matchup this week against Watkins, who goes up and gets the football. He's big, strong, extremely athletic, and explosive. On the other side, they've got a pretty decent receiver in Robert Woods, who's a possession guy, a former high draft pick out of USC. But the one they want to go down the field to is Watkins. He separates well. And, Chris, the Eagles must do a good job of containing the big play in the passing game, and that means containing Sammy Watkins.
2 of his receptions alone last week almost got him 100 yards. Yeah. Very impressive performance against the Texans. So we go from big play receiver to how about the short to intermediate game for the Philadelphia Eagles? And I want to see how can the Bills contain the Eagles running backs in the pass game. Everyone wonders how much will DeMarco Murray play? Will Ryan Matthews be active and good to go after he's been cleared to return from his concussion? The big thing for me is I want to see can the Eagles take advantage of guys like Darren Sproles in space against Manny Lawson. They're going to be without Nigel Bradham, who's battling an ankle injury. Lawson is a 3-down linebacker for the Bills defense. I don't think he's going to be able to keep up with guys like Sproles coming out of the backfield. And here's a stat for you, Dave. The Bills are next to last in the NFL in receiving yards allowed to running backs throughout the course of the season. Definitely a matchup that the Eagles should be able to take advantage of. But of course, Dave, we talk about how good the backs have been in the pass game, but they need more from the receivers. And I'm not talking about Jordan Matthews. Talk about the outside guys, Spuds.
Yeah, how about number one draft pick Nelson Agholor? Just 16 receptions this season. Last week against the New England Patriots, Agholor was targeted twice without a reception. The Eagles really want to get down the field. Now, Agholor, to his defense, a high ankle sprain slowed him down, but the Eagles need production from him. And he goes at times on Sunday against a fellow rookie, second-round draft pick Ronald Darby. And as happy as the Eagles are with the development of Eric Rowe, the Bills are absolutely thrilled with Darby. He's been a starter all season. He's been outstanding. He responds to the challenge of man coverage, and he will be a tough player to contend with for the Eagles. Now, they get a break here. Stephon Gilmore not going to go, it looks like, with the Bills. So the Bills a little shorthanded at cornerback. Darby's their best one, and I think the Eagles would like to get down the field with that guy, number 17, Nelson Agholor. The kid needs to come up big.
How do we go through key matchups and not mention LeSean McCoy?
Who? LeSean McCoy.
We'll get to him later.
We'll talk about LeSean McCoy, but those are the key matchups that Chris and I see for Sunday in this Eagles-Bills game. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll talk about LeSean McCoy a little later on. We've got some stats only first for you. Stats Inc., stats only. It's Alex Smith coming up with some numbers inside the game when we return to Eagles 360.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly.
The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Time for Alex Smith now to go inside the numbers for Sunday's Eagles-Bills game.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only as we get set for Sunday's matchup with the Buffalo Bills. But before we talk Buffalo, we'd be remiss not to talk about the Eagles' huge win over the New England Patriots last Sunday. And we'll start things off today by looking at just how rare Sunday's game was for Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots. Faced with a 14-0 deficit in the second quarter, the Eagles came back and beat the Patriots in New England for just the first time since the 1987 season. Entering the game, Tom Brady and company had been 25-3 at home during the month of December since Gillette Stadium opened in 2002. And perhaps the most incredible stat of the day, according to Football Outsiders, the Patriots had been 94-0 at home since 2001 when leading a game by 8 points or more. With the huge victory in New England, the Eagles are now 7-1 in their last 8 games against the AFC. No stats-only segment would be complete without talking about Darren Sproles, who has been the stat machine for the Eagles since his arrival in 2014. And his game against the Patriots on Sunday may have been his best to date in an Eagles uniform. Sproles extended the Eagles' lead to 14 points with his 83-yard punt return touchdown, the sixth longest in Eagles history and the second longest of his career. The return touchdown was Sproles' fourth as an Eagle, tying DeSean Jackson for the most in team history. Sproles also became the third Eagle ever to have multiple punt return touchdowns in the same season and the only Eagle ever to have multiple punt return touchdown seasons twice. Sproles is also the only player in NFL history with at least 25 receiving touchdowns, 15 rushing touchdowns, and 5 punt return scores. And finally, we look ahead to Sunday's matchup with Buffalo, which marks the return of LeSean McCoy, the Eagles' all-time leading rusher. McCoy played 6 seasons with the Eagles after being drafted by Philadelphia in the second round of the 2009 NFL Draft. In just 6 years, he became the franchise's all-time leading rusher with 6,792 yards. His 44 career rushing touchdowns with the Eagles ranked 3rd in team history, and he also recorded 3 of the top 7 single-season rushing performances in team history. In 2013, he led the NFL and set the Eagles' single-season rushing record with 1,607 yards, helping lead the Eagles to an NFC East title. On Sunday, McCoy will enter Lincoln Financial Field for the first time as a visitor in what's sure to be a memorable game. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Stats Only. Be sure to stay tuned next week right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Dave, it's interesting that every time the Eagles-Bills match up, some kind of history happens, and we'll be interested to see what will happen this Sunday when one LeSean McCoy returns to Lincoln Financial Field. And after this break here on Eagles 360, the game plan guys Ike Reese and Mike Quick give us a scouting report on what LeSean McCoy has been able to do during his time in Buffalo.
Give me more chips. Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
You both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes, including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Purchase participating products at Acme and enter the coupon code for a chance to win weekly prizes and a chance at 2016 Eagles season tickets. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, our final segment here on Eagles 360 on this Friday in South Philadelphia. LeSean McCoy, the all-time leading rusher with the Philadelphia Eagles, sent to Buffalo in a March trade that brought back Kiko Alonso. Well, Buffalo thrilled with what McCoy has done. He's been really, really good since recovering from a hamstring injury that slowed him earlier in the season. And our game plan crew, Ike Reese and Mike Quick, take a look at number 25 and how LeSean McCoy fits into the Buffalo Bills offense.
All right, Mike, scouting report brings us to a guy that we're very familiar with, all-time leading rusher here for the Eagles, LeSean Shady McCoy. And like we said, the past four, five, six games, he's starting to look like the old Shady McCoy.
Well, he's healthy again now, and you'll see just how healthy he is. And this is going to be a game where this defense has to be very disciplined, because this guy is going to give you stuff. When you think you got him, you don't. He can bounce it. He can cut back. And this is what you get with Shady when he's healthy.
Yeah, and the key for defense when playing against a guy like Shady McCoy, you got to get as many hats to the football as possible.
Yep.
It's very difficult for the first guy to bring him down. We've watched this guy make defenders miss in a phone booth and gain 3 or 4 yards.
Yep.
Take a look at this play here. This is a simple inside run play. It looks like the Texans really have it stopped. They stuffed him in the inside. They're going to force him to the outside to the unblocked defender here. This is where you got to make the play. It's a perfect defense for Shady. The unblocked defender is there. You got to make that tackle. He doesn't make the tackle, again, because Shady has the ability to make anyone miss one-on-one. And this, what should have been a one-yard loss, turns into a 32-yard run.
And this is what Shady does. And it's classic Shady running the football. When you think you got him, you don't. And he bounces it to the outside and makes a big play out of something that should have been stopped at the line of scrimmage. And these guys have to be very disciplined to contain this guy.
No doubt about it. He'll have a little extra juice.
Yeah, for sure.
For his return to the link, Eagles must know where number 25 is at all times.
Thanks so much, guys. Chris, we are nearly here. We're finally getting close to this first of three consecutive home games. And your final thoughts on the Eagles-Bills?
Eagles just need to take advantage of the home crowd. That's the biggest thing for me. So when you got the schedule back in April, you looked at this quarter of the season and said, this is a great time to play your best football in the month of December, use this home field advantage. It's never happened before to have three straight home games in the month of December. The Eagles need to take advantage. Dave, when you go back to last season, remember the Eagles were 9-3 going down the stretch. Mm-hmm. They lost 3 of 4 to finish out the year. You know what? Things haven't gone the way everyone had hoped for. They're 5-7, but they still have everything to play for at 5-7, tied for first place in the NFC East. Take advantage of the moment.
It's going to be a very emotional day at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. And I look at just one statistic, and that's the turnovers, the giveaways. Sam Bradford hasn't thrown an interception since the Carolina game. So he has come a long, long way. And as we talked about earlier in the show, the Eagles must get some chunk plays out of the passing game, just 120 yards throwing against New England. The Eagles can't rely, of course, on two special teams touchdowns and on a defensive touchdown. That helped certainly against the Patriots. You can't bank on it this week against a good, emerging, hungry, aggressive, and talented Buffalo Bills team that, you know, LeSean McCoy has gone through every locker and said, you got to win this one for me. You got to win this one for me. It means a lot for him. We'll see how much it means to the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday.
No question. So game day Sunday, our live coverage begins at noon with the kickoff show. Dave will be at Lincoln Financial Field. I'll be here co-hosting the kickoff show with Joe DeCamera. We'll get you ready for Eagles-Bills. Big showdown this Sunday.
Chris McPherson, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.